This is RSBNB Update, episode 65. The men in white coats are coming to get me. Hello everyone, we're here with RSBNB Update, episode 65. Turns out that we're senior citizens now, isn't that right? 65, you can become a senior, you know? Is that how it works over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Unless you're a woman.
Oh, what? When do women get it?
60.
Oh, interesting. Well, I guess we're not a woman then, so... Well, I guess
I'm not sure. I'll need to check.
I guess you guys would probably be wondering who the strange voice is here besides me and Brad, so would you care to introduce yourself, please, Mr. B?
You'll all know us as Bugro Bloke, and that's who I am.
Yeah, so we'll get the full RuneScape story on you later after everything is done.
Okay.
We actually have some RuneScape updates this week.
Yes, makes a nice change.
The Slug Menace quest, which I'm transferring over to Brad right now.
It's the new village of Witchhaven. Is it Witchhaven?
Yes.
Witchhaven.
That's where it starts. It's another quest involving the White Knights, and it took me an hour and a half without a guide, but it should be quicker, and the reward was pretty mediocre.
30 crafting, 30 rune crafting, 30 slayer, and 30 thieving needed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the reward?
It was 3,500 construction experience, was it? No.
Rune crafting, thieving...
Rune crafting, that's it.
What's the
quest
one?
Point.
And a quest point or no quest point?
Yeah, it was a quest point.
Okay.
And you can buy new armor now. It's like initiate, but it gives a plus 17 bonus.
Oh, really?
And it's a skirt.
It's plus 20.
It's three better than initiate. Oh, I got it wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. So, where would you guys rate that out of 5?
3.
Okay.
4.
Okay. Bogger Bloke, did you have any trouble finding an Earth Talisman?
No, I used the Abyss.
Oh! That's good.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, speaking of runes, some guy by the name of Trekkie or J1, J2, J3 or Ansonite decided to play a joke saying that soul runes were out, but that
you
is
believed
not,
us.
That is that's, yeah, but that's not the case. So don't
well
believe
done,
any,
Shane.
Don't believe anything that Trekkie says. Yes, so just thought I'd mention that. So we're all over 100 combat here, right?
Yes.
Brad's 100 combat now?
I'm 100 exactly.
Oh, good! Good!
Did you see that when you saw me earlier?
No. No. I thought it said 98.
I'm 100.
Okay. Well, anyways, we all know that Slayer Master in Shiloh Village called Duradel. He's dropped the lower level monsters from his list, so I guess that means you won't be getting things like Cave Slime, Rock Slugs. What else are the other low ones?
Banshees.
Yes, Banshits. what else?
Yeah.
What are the other ones that he used to give that he removed?
I don't know, I've not been going to there for a while.
I know, like, one that was Cave Slime. Those kinds, so... That's good, those were removed. If you're using a Ring of Forging and it melts, you'll stop smithing. Some Firewatch color fix. I don't know, what's that about?
The clothes from the last quest.
Oh, where do you get these clothes? I didn't even know about that.
I don't know, I didn't do the quest, but I think you get them as a reward.
I didn't get them, so I don't know. Brad, do you have any enlightenment on this?
No, I thought you bought it from some old bloke.
Huh.
I'm not sure, though.
I don't know. Oh. Okay. Oh, yes, a fence south of the barrow so you don't step into the juveniles.
The juveniles?
Yeah, the vampire juvies or whatever.
Yeah.
More woodcutting sounds. Brad, you check these out.
Oh, yes, they're fairly realistic, but it's sort of hard to describe.
Like...
A little more realistic than that.
No?
It's sort of like on and off. It's like a swinging sound, an axe swinging in the tree.
Not a chainsaw.
Yeah. Chainsaw, level 60 woodcutting to wield. No, level 70.
Also good for the wilderness. Because that used to be in that Doom game. Did you guys play that when you were little?
No.
You used to be able to use a chainsaw to cut people up in that game.
Yeah. I saw that in the video that someone posted about the best game weapons.
Yes, I did notice that too. Updated the spinner's wheel so that they'll be able to add more spinnable items in the future. You can't take armored gloves to Entrena now via way of law by the abyss or by the boat, so I guess that's good.
I didn't know you could in the first place.
Yeah. Another interesting little thing is they put up the RuneScape Parrot's Guide. You guys see that? It says about the cost, what happens in it, educational benefits, keeping healthy. And the keeping
yeah.
This was hilarious, the educational benefits, right? Let's just go through this. Something about the quests which help people with problem-solving skills. No, it doesn't, because everybody uses quest guides.
Yeah, another thing that said, make sure you get lots of exercise, and then they said this does not include training your agility.
Yeah, friendship and teamwork. Good God.
I don't know how you get teamwork by playing with people, I guess, but
like
friendship?
Castles or something like that. Pest control.
I guess.
Yeah, well, let's be honest, if it wasn't for RuneScape, none of us... we wouldn't be having this conversation right now, so...
That's right.
It
brings people together in one big happy family. I think. So...
Yes.
Friends list, too. As
oh
if
yeah,
people
that.
Have friends
my,
lists.
I keep mine fairly well pruned, so I don't get these nobodies on it.
That's why he took me off last night.
Who took you off?
You did.
I didn't.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm just playing with these little coins here. It's a $2.
What denomination are they?
$2.
$2 coin.
Yes. It has a polar bear on the front and a picture of the queen on the back.
The picture of the British queen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called the Toonie, and the $1 one is called the Loonie.
There's polar bears in Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, up north.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shane's a polar bear.
No. Anyways, then we got this enlightening post by Paulina, or the male form of, or the female form of Paul. What Paul? It talks about RuneScript and how it's a little scripting language they have to make it easier for them to write stuff. So it lets them do it quicker and be less buggy. So rather than having somebody do it in Java. So.
Wait a minute. It makes them be less buggy. Do they not know what happened with the whole player-owned houses thing?
Yeah, and what about the sudden death syndrome there?
Yeah,
yes.
That was a bit stupid.
I'd like to know how they managed to screw that up. They just... ooh, dead! In that one place.
I got a video of someone dying on that.
Yes,
yeah.
I have the GIF of it. So
you saved it to your computer?
Yes, I did. Basically, they say that they got changes in RuneScript since RuneScape 2, some more impressive than others. Two of the easiest to describe are addition to create instance areas like the player-owned houses, so they only load up when you need them, and the ability to make locations and NPCs appear different from one person to another with farming. Like farming, you know? We all like farming, right? What's your farming, Brad?
60, thanks to you, Shane.
What's Boggle Bloke's farming?
48.
Ugh. Gotta get it higher.
Boring?
What, you just put the stuff in the ground and you go do something else.
But I usually forget about the stuff.
Yeah, and then you can go back and harvest it.
My tree died the other day. I wasn't happy.
What kind of tree?
Orange tree.
Oh. It's 3 baskets of strawberries to protect those.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's a RuneScape update. Shall we move on to questions now?
Yes.
First one is an audio question from Alex43, which we haven't had in quite some time.
Over the past few years, we've seen a number of things upgrade to the point that there are many types, each an ascending material, in this case from bronze to runite. First there was hatchets, then there was pickaxes, and now it's crossbows and bolts. What do you think is going to be the next thing to change from one type to the bronze runite?
Okay, thank you, Alex. What do you guys think will be next to be upgraded to have the bronze to runite skill? You guys?
I don't really know.
Harpoons. Rune harpoons.
What good would that do?
We could fish faster.
Yes, and you'd be happy with that, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
But fishing's boring.
Yes.
Yeah, it is actually.
Yeah, I really don't know either. Dragon will get rune iPods. You'll get a dragon iPod.
You update it from a dock in your house. You have to reach your house.
Or what about a rune or bronze nose picker?
Or
from that one rant a long time ago. There's a dragon nose picker, so there has to be a rune one.
A dragon nose picker.
Yeah.
It was a dragon rant, which somebody made a whole list of things they could make dragon. Pika read it out. It's a classic RSBNB update moment.
Yes, I think that was like episode early one, like 17 or something. I'm not exactly sure. But I don't know. Brad says harpoons. Bagra Bloke says,
I don't know.
Okay, and I don't know, so let's just go with harpoons. Thank you, Alex. Okay, somebody take this next one.
I will, because he seems like a nice person. Hi guys, I have been recently listening to your show and I have a question for you. I'm trying to get Slayer up to 85, of course, and I'm currently at level 72. My question is, what master should I use for fastest XP? I find that Duradel gives too many metal drags and Chaedler just doesn't seem to give very many good tasks for Slayer XP. I am 100 combat and 81 attack, 80 strength, 80 defense, 83 range, 83 hit points and 60 prayer. Any help would be greatly appreciated. Thank you for your time. RyCA13. Well, theoretically, Duradel should be the best because he gives the largest, the tasks with the most number of monsters.
He is so the best.
If you get too many steel dragons, just change the task.
But I do my steel dragons.
Waste of time.
I like steel dragons.
Yeah, I'm waiting for a skirt or legs.
I think you'd prefer a skirt, Shane. Let me find this very incriminating picture.
No.
Yes.
Anyways,
yes,
wouldn't you? I had a dragon skirt not long ago.
I use Duradel, and he gives good tasks. My current task is like, I think. What is my current task?
Sphinctus?
No. Current task is. God, Dust Devils.
Oh, I thought you didn't do those.
I don't.
I killed about 10,000 of those.
Oh, really? Any chain?
Nope.
Ah.
So I was quite annoyed.
Yes, and don't believe anything about this incriminating picture that Brad has. He's clicking his mouse on someone else.
It's a picture of Shane with the Zamorak skirt on.
But I just got it from a treasure trail.
And you were I asked you to show me what you'd got, and you put the skirt on. And
I know.
I took a picture. You put the skirt on, and you didn't take it off again for a few
hours. Yeah, I did. I took it off after I was done.
You could have put it up in trade.
It's a kilt.
A battle kilt.
Yes.
Oh, Shane, do you remember this? This is quite an old quote. This is quite an old quote, MSN quote.
Oh, yes. It was made by a woman. Oh, thank you, Rickay. Are we done with that one?
Yeah.
I said Duradel. What does Brad say?
I'd say Duradel, but if you really don't want to go to Duradel because of the Steel Dragons thing, then Edgefield or Chaedler.
Yes, that's right. The fairy guy. Thank you, Ricky 13. Can you suggest how I can make $250 to $300 easily? I am only 12. From Panda 200X.
I know him. He speaks to
be an assassin.
Be an assassin. That's funny.
I mean,
I'm an assassin. Go away.
I don't know. What should he be?
If I was him, I'd sell some of my stuff. I mean, ask his parents to put it on eBay or something.
The question is, what do you need $250 to $300 for?
Yeah, well, when I spoke to him, he's like you, Shane. He's a tech nerd, so it's probably something techie.
Oh, really? And he's only 12.
He seemed older than that when I spoke to him.
Interesting. Yeah.
Can
you
make that sort of money when you're 12?
I don't know.
Sponge off your parents.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Isn't that what you do, Brad?
Shut up.
You have a job, Brad.
No, I don't. So yeah, I spent with my parents. My parents.
Okay. RSBNB. Oh, thank you. We're done with that. Panda 200X. RSBNB idle. RSBNB idle. Please.
No. 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 Never. Never. No.
Yes.
No, never.
Yes, here are the conditions to doing it. We will need an entry from you, BIB user, anybody else who wants to do one. And I've already heard of some people who would send one in if BIB user sends one in.
Everyone send in clips, and then we'll play them all.
Yeah, and then we'll choose the best. I already got Brad's.
Oh, I haven't sung. Don't play that Jingle Bells one. That's old.
Do it.
What does Vogrel Bloke sing?
Nothing at all.
Yeah, so we are looking into that, BIB user.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. Okay. Do you have a preferred brand of computer? Dell, IBM, HP, etc., 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 from 7870074.
No.
Brad, what's your preferred brand?
Well, I have a Hewlett Packard, but I want an Apple Mac.
Yes.
An iMac. I want an iMac.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Me? I'd have to say, probably you'd want to get a Dell if you just want to have a basic computer to do stuff with, as they have good warranty. Or you can get an Apple. Yes, the old ones did. What do you think, Bogger Bloke, about the brand of computer you want?
A Mac would be nice, but I don't really care, to be honest.
So,
as long as it's good.
Yeah, there's your choices. It doesn't really matter who makes it as long as it's good. But for desktop computers, I make my own.
Yeah,
so.
I did my own.
Yeah, it's important to know how to do that. Anyways, okay. One of you guys take this next one, please.
Bogra?
Okay. Okay, I have some questions, if you could please try to answer them. Number one, what makes more money, mining or woodcutting? My woodcutting level is 63 and mining is 65, with smelting / smithing at 52. And how much should I sell ewes? Should we do that one, or go on with the second one too?
Let's do this one first.
I'd say woodcutting.
Yes, me too. But the problem is that the ewe market has been ruined by autoers.
Yeah.
So you can probably sell those for, what, $230, $240 each?
They go for $250, don't they?
Yeah, sometimes, if you're lucky. I know last time I did a fletching spree, I bought mine at $240. So that's good. That's good if you can cut lots of them. Maybe get a whole army of little green skinheads. But then that's against the rules. I don't know if you want to do that. Brad, do you support autoing?
No, unless it works in my benefit for one reason or another.
Okay.
In which case, I would never condone it, as, you know, I've had run-ins in the past with people saying you're an admin, you shouldn't condone autoing. I don't condone autoing. Do what you want, just don't whinge at me if you get caught.
Yeah, that's right. Anyways, could you tell me what type of ore I should sell, like coal or mithril, and how much? I'm also free to play. I'd say coal.
Yeah,
cool. Yeah. In the mining guild. Oh. For what, 200 each?
Is it that much?
I don't know. You're the economics person for the paper.
I thought it was 180 to 200, so I suppose, yeah.
Okay, trust what he says. He's writing our economics section this month. And if he doesn't,
because I quit.
And if he doesn't do good, Brad knows what happens then.
Yeah.
And then Shane. And what does Shane do? Shane winks at you. Shane winks at
you. You know what Brad does.
Know what I do? Take him out back. And shoot. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that.
Yeah. Right.
That's what happened to our previous 10 economy writers.
Okay. And what would be a good free chat service to assign mods to control like yours? Can't really do that for free. The one we have costs like $100 a year. So that's what you probably want to do, and it's called Sigma Chat. And that is from Black Knight. Thank you. Okay. Brad, you can take this one.
Do you think that the new town of Witchhaven will attract a large number of fishermen away from the Fishing Guild and Orcathemy? What would the requirements of the town be for people to go there as opposed to other places? Well, they need to make changes, of course, because I think there's very few fishing spots there and there's no bank. So at the moment, people aren't going to go there to fish. But
yeah.
if they changed it and had a bank there, I'd go, but I doubt they're going to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, there aren't any requirements of the town either.
No.
It's a piece of crap. Should I even do the quest?
Yes, you should.
Yeah, you should, yeah.
Okay. That was from PFK99's. Whose real name is, I forget.
Is it PFK? Is it something beginning with P?
No.
S?
I think it's like Mark or something.
Pika. Pika Mark.
Yeah, that's his old name. Pikala.
Who we have not seen for a long time.
No. Anyways, does anybody on the show skateboard at all? If you know, how long have you been skating? What tricks can you do? And what's the worst injury you've ever gotten?
No, I can't even stand up on them skateboards.
No, I never even tried.
Never even tried, yeah.
Have you, Brad?
No, I never even tried.
Really? So none of us have done that, so I guess not. But you go down banisters, right?
No.
Yes, I do. It's fun.
Why?
To slide down banisters.
On a skateboard or on your bum?
Just me, not on a skateboard. God, I'm not that crazy.
Well, tell us what you do.
Oh, well, just get downstairs. I slide on the banister because it's faster. But sometimes people fall off and break their cameras. Like I did once, trying to video myself running down the stairs.
And you can do this. You can get that down there and get a drink by the time RuneScape logs you out.
Yes.
He said.
That's three floors down. So I can run and then peg my way back upstairs.
Yeah,
so pretty fast.
We don't skateboard. And that's from Cowboy of Death. P.S. Please remember to say my name after you answer the question. I guess we might have forgot last time. Okay, now final one. Mr. B, you can take this.
Should I sell my Santa or wait for Christmas or wait even longer than that? I think you should keep it because the prices are still going up.
Yes. I'm going to keep mine at least until Christmas, maybe another year, and then I'll cash in on it.
I want the Santa market to crash and
no.
It'll be worthless.
No. 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 And that was from Booze.
I like Booze.
B-O-O-Z?
It's an English slang for alcohol.
Yes.
Yeah. Brad has that sometimes, but
I had wine.
Why?
Because wine tastes nice. And it was the only thing that was on offer.
Okay. Tech news! We're moving at an okay pace, I think, this week. So
I'll give some advice, right, to any guests who want to come on the show. When Shane does tech news, just totally switch off and say nothing until he's done. He'll just do it all. Right?
No.
Okay. No. I like the Wii.
Yeah, the Wii? That sounds kind of
stupid.
I know, Brad, you said something. I'm just playing on my Wii.
Did I say that?
Yes.
Wow, I must have been rather drunk at the time. I don't remember that.
Anyways, it's coming out November 19th, 2006. Be significantly less than the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
Yeah, but I hate Nintendo.
It'll come bundled with the Wii Sports Pack. Why do you hate Nintendo?
Because all their games are kids' games, and they don't have a good variety of games.
That's what I'm worried about with the Wii. Like, they said they were going to try and change that, but based on what I've seen so far on the site, it doesn't seem like they're changing that. Like, I just can't stand the Mario Party games. There's, like, been 9 or 10 of them so far.
Doesn't Michael like Mario?
Yes!
I mean Mike.
Yes, that's right. He does. Mario. What does he... Mario?
Yeah.
You play?
I used to play on the N64.
Oh yeah, I have one of those. Does Brad have one?
No, I never had an N64. The first console I had was a PlayStation 1.
So, anyways, the Wii looks interesting with its little remote and how you'll be able to use it to control a cursor on the TV. It's interesting, but I don't know if it's for me. They have these people dressed up in white suits on the site, showing them playing this stuff. Playing tennis. On the Wii Sports. And they'll have,
Wow, they look excited.
And the remote is called the Wiimote.
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 It controls your Wii, I mean...
Okay, the Wii is a game console.
Right? Never.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I thought it opened tin cans. Oh, I've been led along by Nintendo.
I don't know about the Wii. I'll let you guys know once we see what these games are coming out for it. So, that's that. Take a look, Wii.Nintendo.com. Microsoft has launched the Zune. You remember the comingzoon.com, right?
Yes.
With the rabbit guy?
The what guy?
The rabbit.
Rabbit?
Yes, go to comingzoon.com.
I love that title.
Go there, right now. Comingzoon.com.
But the Zune, nobody likes the Zune. I submitted. Here we go, 5 people have dug it now. I submitted a story, muted welcome for Microsoft Zune. It's been a blah, 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 blah. The launch of the Zune, blah. Where does it say it? Let's look.
What'd you submit?
The story to dig about the Zune. I'm trying to find a bit where they... Only 5 people.
Yeah. Well, it has a Wi-Fi, 30 gig hard drive, built-in FM... 3-inch screen, basic music pictures, video playback. It's available in white, black, and brown. Would you buy a brown Zune?
No, I wouldn't.
The color black?
Black. I have a black iPod.
Okay.
The launch of Zune pitches Microsoft into a direct competition with Apple, but few think that initially it will have the clout to upset the dominance of iTunes and the iPod. So at the end of the day, Apple still beats Microsoft.
Yeah, that's right. I have to say that too. It'll support H.264, MP3, AAC, and WMA. But one thing it won't support is the Microsoft's copy protection thing if you've already bought music from their current music buying place. So I don't know. But who needs a brown Zune? Like, doesn't brown remind you of something else that shouldn't be reminded of?
Especially in your back pocket.
Yes! He hit the nail on the head there. Yeah, so, that's a tune. I don't know, I won't be getting one.
No, same.
No, I won't.
Okay, now Brad has a tech news story he wants to talk about. Now go to sleep.
Shut up. I just found this on the website and I thought it looked interesting. It's basically saying web users worried about privacy can now use a modified version of Firefox, better than Opera, that lets them browse the net anonymously. A Topark browser has been created by a hacking group and uses technology backed by digital rights group, the Electronic Frontier Foundation. So you can... What do you think of that? A browser you can... that will hide your identity when you're online.
That's good. I wouldn't mind that, because I don't want to, like, if I ever get banned from websites, I want to be able to go back.
Torpak uses its own network of netwriters to anonymize the traffic people generate when they browse the web.
Oh, I've heard of those guys before. What are they called? Tupac?
Torpak. Tupac.
Torpak?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I heard of them before, so. That's good. Good find. Okay, so is that it?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was okay. Short and sweet.
Rants!
Oh, God. How many rants have you got?
Three.
Okay,
I call the last one.
Do you want this one, Bogron,
yeah,
or the second
okay.
one?
Okay. Whatever. I'll take this one. Aye, and welcome to the thread titled Overtaken by Obsidian. This thread is simply about the fact that Obsidian armor is killing off the better quest armors. Flamers, spammers, and abusers, not welcome, and back up your argument, not just, I don't agree. This is not about throwaway capes, nor player killing. It is about the fact that Obsidian is simply making the Legends quest outdated. When Fremic Trials came out, the Dragon Medium plummeted in price. The reason? A helmet was very similar in stats to the Dragon Medium. Now, with the Tzar areas opened up to the most people, and common drops of obsidian capes and shields, people can now get items with stats either very similar or overpowered to the Legends quest items very easily. The void's the whole point of Legends, that you can wield an item that doesn't have an equal. A simple change, either decrease the stats of an obsidian cape and the shield, thus relatively improving the stats of the Dragon Square and Legends cape, or increase the stats on the Legends cape and square over that of the obsidian shield and cape. The reason why I'm angry about such a minor thing is that the Legends quest takes so much more preparation and so much more time to complete, and then for so little reward. A simple 300k to buy an obsidian shield and 200k for an obsidian cape, which can be worn by anyone, has a better stats. That's just ludicrous, and I'm really upset by the lack of balance in this. I put a lot of work into Legends, and some level 50 comes along in an obsidian cape and has better stats. It's stupid. So let's change the stats of either obby items or Legends quest items.
Good rant. But I think there's something else called the fire cape.
Yeah, that's better than all of them, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you can't buy that.
No. You need to kill Jaddy to do that.
Which you haven't managed to do yet, have you, Shane?
No, I fumbled up the prayers.
Well done.
Got to him. So, it's like, so annoying.
How long does it take to get at the Jad?
It was 2 hours and 20 minutes by the time I was back out at the bank and I looked at the clock, so probably around 2 hours.
That must have been annoying.
Yeah. And I did it 3 times prior to that, but I disconnected like 3/4 of the way or halfway through, so. That was really annoying. But yes, this is a good point, but there is the fire cape, but maybe some requirements on the obsidian items, do we agree with that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one, Brad.
Brad. Right, my short and simple rant, no story this time. It has come to my attention that farming can be a very good skill to train, Never. I can go and keep or woodcut or fletch or whatever, but that's cool and all, but what the hell? My plants died from a disease, spelt wrong. What the hell? I forgot to water them. Now, I may lose track of time. Yes, I know. Even I am not perfect. I accidentally kill my plants, which is odd. Other farmers come watch your crops. Yeah, they're cool and all, but I don't want to give them my stuff. I'd much rather take care of them on my own.
and watch them yourself and sit there twiddling your thumbs watching grass grow. LMFAO. There's a smart and exciting idea. Let's watch grass grow for 30 minutes. Oh, wait. This, you can water it? No, I'd rather cut yous and work my way to true gold, 80 fletching. Well, my solution. Crop. Water lines. Your trowel to dig lines in between the rows of seeds. Get a keg and fill it with water. The keg waters the plants till they are fully grown. This requires 30 farming to be able to do so. It also requires 40 construction and may leak if you have low construction level. Leaking will nolly water them plants 2 times without your help. To fix, you need a hammer and at least 5 nails of any kind within 3 planks. This should make players work for their rewards and help greatly. P.S. Don't get on me about the other farmer. I honestly don't care about what you have to say if you flame me about that. This guy sounds like he was very hyper. Maybe a little too much sugar before he wrote this rant. Let's sit there twiddling your thumbs watching grass go. LMFAO. That's a smart and exciting idea. Yes. Yes, it is.
Farming is fine the way it is.
It is.
Hmm. Yeah. I have 79. I'm working my way to 80.
Actually, no. I think they should change farming, but they should reset everyone's level back to 1.
No.
Just to make it fair.
No. No, I got a Calquit tree I need to go check the health on. Another thing is the nature amulets. You know those nature amulets? You can bind them to a patch. So if it's something important, just check the nature amulet every hour. If it's
Can't
disease,
one,
go
though.
Prune it. Huh?
Can't you only have one, though?
Yes. That's why you have a... You just pick a patch and bind it to that, so... That's what I have to say about this. Good?
Yep.
Okay. I use range, I use magic, I use melee. I also use one other skill that many lack. Logic. I do not like the way we can shoot in close combat. This makes no sense for 2 reasons. 1... No one can aim a bow properly while being smashed with a sword, etc., etc. Reloading your bow becomes impossible as you cannot reach back and grab an arrow while your arm is being chopped off. Due to this, while in close combat with a bow, you should get a penalty on to hit and getting hit. Additionally, I do not think that everyone should be able to hide behind anything and attack with no chance of getting hurt. In other words, take away all the safe places to add challenge. To balance this effect, we'll have on range, mage has ice and entangle. I think bolas. What are bolas?
They're 2 balls on a chain and you throw them at somebody.
Oh, those! I want one of those. As rangers will inevitably complain about difficult video games, bolas have a chance to entangle enemies. That's a good idea. Maybe I'd be more interested in training range. What do you guys think?
It's a game. It doesn't have to make total sense. It doesn't have to totally be governed by the rules of real life. It's a game. It's different.
Yeah, that's right. Hence time runes.
Oh, God.
What?
Time runes.
This is Shane's stupid idea.
It's a rune that you can use to stop time, go forward in time, go back in time, speed up time, slow down time, you know?
But that would break the game for everybody else.
I know, that's the idea. Like, they're working on their engine to make things look different for other people, so I think time runes would be possible. Then if they don't want to do time runes, then they can do the assimilation skill.
The what skill? Know,
the assimilation skill, like the Borg, you know?
Not Star Trek, no, anything but.
You could assimilate a Kalfite Queen, and then you'd have the ability to use 2 prayers at once.
No.
No?
No.
Please,
Bogger no. Bloke likes Star Trek.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You no, won that week with the thingy.
That was Star Wars.
Oh.
Shane.
Okay.
Shane.
Bye-bye, then.
Shane. Stop talking about Star Trek before the men in white coats coming in.
Who's the men in white coats?
They're the people who work at the mental hospital.
Okay. So, that's it for rants. What have we been up to on RuneScape?
Guess nothing. First?
Yes, go right ahead.
I did the new quest today. I've been fishing in Shiloh for a bit.
Oh, yeah? What's your fishing level?
73. 3.
Oh, that's good. I forget what mine is. I think it's like 74.
Yours is 74.
Oh, you keep track of these things, don't you?
Yes. I do.
Okay.
What about you, Shane?
Me? I've been in the field farming.
I've done.
And I've also been doing some Slayer. Got 77 Slayer last night. 84 strength, so that's good. What about you?
I've been doing a lot of fishing. I've making a push for 99 fishing. I've currently got 2,000 sharks, and I need 41,000. So a long way to go.
Holy!
Yeah.
Ooh, only 39,000 more.
Did the new quest today. That's about it.
With an Earth Talisman from me.
Yes, thank you very much, Shane. Because I didn't realize you could use the Abyss.
Oh, well.
Okay. RSB&B events this Saturday and Sunday. What do we have? We got the Castle Wars and the Free-to-Play Drop Party.
You should be there or be square. I won't be there. I'm square. Yeah. I have to be away.
That's right.
Yeah, I will be being away.
So, I guess I'll be the ambassador to the show.
Yes.
On September 24th, which I believe is... What day is September 24th? That's a Sunday.
4 days.
So
yes,
on Sunday is the Free-to-Play Drop Party. You can see the global announcement in the forums, which is going to be up at the Jolly Bar Inn. Same place we had our Christmas one. 2 p.m. Pacific time. And then Castle Wars, followed by a little drop party, will happen at 9 p.m. GMT World 132.
Oh, yes. And if you invite anyone who is not a poster on RSB&B, I will rip you a new hole, personally.
Yeah, so don't bring anyone who's not on RSB&B. So that would translate 9 p.m. GMT. It would translate to what? What time is that? What time is that my time? Minus 7 hours?
I think so, yeah.
2 o'clock.
So, 2 p.m. my time. 1 p.m. Pacific, etc., etc. So. Okay, and anything else?
Nope.
Oh, I got this translation of RSB&B that we were chuckling over one night.
Who was?
Me and a few other staff members.
Not me.
No, because you had gone to bed.
Fucking Europe. Yes, what was it?
We did a translation of the RSB&B forums to English from French.
I thought it was already in English.
I know, but one of our people did this, Chris.
What did Chris do?
We just translated, and there was a funny result. If you translate it and you look under the non-RuneScape related media, it says post any pictures, Youngstag, funny desktops, but maybe even yourself. Absolutely.
That sounds. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That just sounds stupid.
Absolutely no flaming gold nudity.
Oh, Chris is stupid. No, not really. Chris.
Strongly enforced, i.e., round of applause from sight.
Round of applause from sight.
Yes.
Okay. On another note, the Green Bay Packers suck.
Okay. And then, so Youngstag means here. And then there's one, Graphic Central. This is the board for posting and discussing but self-made images and signatures.
Okay. The men in white coats will be with you shortly, Shane.
It's not me. It was Chris.
The men in white coats will be with both of you shortly.
But flaming gold nudity?
Flaming what nudity?
Flaming gold nudity. I sent it to your MSN.
I bet you'd like some flaming gold nudity, wouldn't you, Shane?
And for doing that, you get a round of applause from the site.
So, if you post flaming gold nudity, you get a round of applause from the site.
Yes.
No, hang on a minute. It says absolutely no flaming gold nudity. Strongly enforced.
Round of applause from sight.
Does that mean you and Mike will come to my house personally and clap?
And then if you look at the clan discussion. For friendly discussion only, but clans. Yet that you, this forum, gets abused too much flaming for other
butt clans.
Yes.
I don't think we need to know about that aspect of RuneScape.
So, just lots of interesting things happen.
Sure,
oh, and
Brad?
One more. I'll just read about the Hall of Fame. This forum is where you edge post your snazzy bank pictures and cuts people's spleen, your account, and stats, all to further your own Hall of Fame. Any other RSP you would like to get rated, go Young Stag, except Fakes, PK, dual pictures, still belong in PKing forum.
Touch people's spleen.
Yeah, cut their spleen.
Wow.
Right. That's enough insanity for one show.
Okay, so I guess we're done?
Yes, we are done.
Yep.
This has been RSBNB Update 65 with
Bradley,
Muggle Book,
and Shane. See you, everyone.
Bye.
Shane
so
out.
So long. Goodbye. You need to do some flaming gold nudity.
No, I need to design a circuit. It's a circuit that'll shift a bit, one position to the left. You'll have an 8-bit thing, and it needs to shift it all to the left.
Yeah, I'm gonna go now before Shane's tech talk kills me. Goodbye.
Okay,
yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
It shifts it to the left, you know.
Okay, bye, Shane.
Bye-bye.